KO4NUE. KO4NUE. KZ4TMA. KZ4TMA mobile.
TMA, this is November 0, Tango Romeo N0TR. My name's Tom, and I'm mobile. How's your day?
Hello, Tom. Yes, we've spoken once or twice before. Yeah, two or three times, come to think of it. This is Simon in Greenville. You've given me a couple pointers about trying to learn Morse code. How are you doing?
Considering I worked outside yesterday and had a big wonderful meal with the grandchildren and all, Simon. doing good. I'm still upright.
Sounds like a very good, very happy Easter. Productive and family-filled. No, I'm glad to hear it. And, yeah, I guess I'm getting to the age where I know what you mean, that after a day like that, it's good if you're sitting upright. So I'm glad to hear it. Very good.
We're just headed down to a doctor's appointment for me to see if they can do something with my back. But I doubt it, but I'll just keep a positive viewpoint and hope so. I got the grandson and my son-in-law to help me move a 4x4 yesterday and got the first post in for 160-meter folded, inverted L, folded counterpoise type of antenna. And I just got two more to go, and then I had to figure out how to get that wire up in the air about 100 feet. I just figured if I keep busy, I'm better off. Even though it hurts, I'm better off, Simon.
I understand. That sounds like a good plan, and putting up that kind of antenna sounds like a good way to keep busy. Tell me more. I'm pretty new at this, but I'm eager to hear. What are your goals with, I think you described it as an inverted L. I can understand how that would provide a counterpoise, but what's the goal? Is this HF? What are you doing with an antenna like that?
I have two. That's a GPS. Sorry about that, but I don't know where this doctor's place is exactly. It's on the west side of town. What I plan on doing is I have two wire antennas, and one of them's a Carolina Windham, and it runs kind of north and south. And this one is going to be more or less east and west, and I hope. And I'm not sure where the lobes are on it yet, but my friend ND7J told me about it, and Bill N4IQ, and they've had pretty good luck with it up on Nancy Mountain, and it's a vertical. The one I've got up now is 265 feet long, and it's the Carolina Windham, and it's 10 through 160. And then I have a super loop up that's 10 through 80. And it works fantastic also, but won't do 160. And the reason I'd like it up there is they say they're really good on receive. And what I'd like to do is finish out 160 meters to get my DXCC there. I'm not much into numbers, but I have 8-band DXCCs, but 160 is a booger. And I asked my friend in my 4G how he got his, and he said a lot of sleepless nights. Well, I'm not that enthusiastic that I want to do that, but I would like to see if that might get me 40 more countries.
Sounds great. All right, that's good to hear. I'm learning as you talk, and that's still several steps ahead of me, but good for me to keep in mind that if I end up getting into HF, I could be exploring these different antenna types. All right, well, I hope that goes well. Is your family sticking around for a little while to help you with any more of these 4x4s? Are you going to do the rest on your own? What's the plan?
Like everything else I do, there is no real plan. I'll do it as I feel well. And if I need help, there are a lot of folks out there like Chad and different ones that give me a hand. But I hate to lean on people, and I like to try to accomplish myself and with my wonderful wife. She's always helpful. She didn't think I could do this one, so I gotta prove her wrong. but the folded counterpoise is kind of weird. I've never seen anything like this, Simon. And if you can visualize 3 4x4s, 12 foot long, and 10 foot will be sticking out of the ground. And from the center post, where there's an isolation transformer, sort of looks like a ballon. You go 33 feet to the right and dig another hole, put that pole there. And then you go 33 feet to the left and dig another hole and put that pole there. And then there's a wire, it's copper clad steel, goes back and forth, sort of like an accordion. And then it goes up to that isolation transformer, and the other side of that isolation transformer goes up to the inverted L, if you can visualize that. And then you have a coax that comes into the bottom of it. So it's kind of a peculiar-looking gizwiz, but Bob and Bill and them said it works pretty good.
All right, well, next time I catch you on the air, I'm going to be eager to hear how it's working out for you. It sounds like a pretty cool plan. I'm at my destination, and I bet you're getting close to your doctor, so I'll say 73. Oh, but if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you something before I clear out here. I was practicing my Morse code lately, and, you know, I got to the numbers, and then I got past all the letters and past all the numbers, and I started learning some abbreviations, you know. And so one of them, of course, was 73. And it just got me wondering, I thought someone like you might know, what is it about the number 73 that it became a signal, you know, a symbol for farewell or goodbye? I mean, I noticed it's very symmetric. Da-da, did it da-da. Anyway, I just wonder if you knew the backstory. What is it about that?
Well, it's just a tradition that's always been there. And I usually sign off with N0TR. ARSK in 73s. Or 73s and then ARSK. There's a traditional sign off on CW, and I've done it for 27 years. I can't really tell you anymore. But there must be a meaning for it. And if I don't know, Siri surely knows. But they usually say 73s and they say 88s to a lady. An XYL, put it that way. And that's about the size of what I know about it. I do know that they don't use many of the Q codes, but they use a few that are traditional, you know, like QRT to sign off, and I think they use QRX to stand by, and QSL for okay. And I'm sure you've learned a few of those, but you don't have to learn them all by any means, just probably 5 or 6 of them that are ever used, and you'll be in good shape, Simon. Over.
TR, this is KZ4TMA. I lost you on part of that transmission. I heard most of it, so I heard your answer for the most part, but I'm driving around in a parking lot near some buildings, and I should have known better. I hope you can hear me. If you can, 73s, and thanks for the conversation. If I don't hear a reply from you, I'll just apologize to you next time I catch you on the air. All right, thanks again, Tom. Have a good day. KZ4TMA, clear.
TMA and 0TR. The pleasure's all mine, Simon. And I heard you that time. Now, you've been a little bit scratchy, but you got through on all of it. Have a great day, Simon. KZ4TMA and 0TR, clear.
KD4FDI.
What's CM?
CM, KD4FDI.
I'm really on this repeater. W4FCM. KD4FCM. Really well. W4FCM.
Then I can't hear you.
Open. You probably need to read up on that radio. You may have the squelch set too tight. So turn your volume up and the squelch open. Because you're hitting it well. You should hear me well as well. W4FCM. W4FCM.
Says you're giving all the correct advice, old man.
W4FCM.
Yeah, sometimes I don't hear you.
I think you have the squelch set too tight. You need to read them up on the radio. Google my radio, find where the squelch is, and open it up. Because I hear you really well. W4FCM.
November 3, Sierra Zulu Mobile. Roger, I hear you loud and clear. And unfortunately, when you're telling a blind man how to read a book, it's kind of difficult.
Yeah, my son. John doesn't know a lot about the radio. I think the squelch is set too tightly. Because I hear him really well, but he doesn't hear me. So maybe the squelch is too tight. Thanks for letting me know I'm making it. W4FCM, Trapper's Rest.
Hear you now. You're coming in. So, sometimes I just couldn't hear you. I'm not sure what was going on.
Maybe you open the squelch up because you're doing well now. The other guy said I'm hitting it. Hey, so thanks for being there. And pretty day hitting it. Turned out to be, could be 85 by Sunday, so I'm planting this week.
Yep, so I bet you guys got a lot of rain, huh?
Yeah, thunderstorm tonight woke me up. Big clap of lightning, a lot of rain, but it's gone by 10 and turned sunny, and it could be 80 Sunday and 85 this weekend, so ready to plant.
So I got to let you go. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
All right, always good to hear you. Thanks to the other station. I've been making it. W4FCM sign.
Any station, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Can I get a radio check, please?
Go ahead, Chad, N0TR Mobile, but I am getting ready to go into kind of a blind spot here shortly on Wade Hampton.
Hey, Tom, how are you today? We've me and Daniel's built our first Yagi, and just kind of want to know what you think, over.
So I'd give you about a 5.6 or a 5.7. A little bit of static in there, but I'm going into a spot down here near Pleasantburg Drive. It's kind of a dark spot on Paris Mountain, Chad, so possibly could be me.
Okay, well, I'm gonna drop down to the input and monitor just for a little bit, do a little bit of testing. I'll talk at you later, Tom. Appreciate the signal report. Hill 4NUE 73.
Hill 4NUE N0TR. We'll be mobile a little while longer. We're headed to a doctor's appointment for a check here, Chad. Good to hear you. 73 Hill 4NUE N0TR clear.
SST KO4NUE. How are you, sir?
Oh, fine. You're sounding good in Hendersonville. I guess the Yankees working.
Yeah, we think we've able to track Mr. Tom. So we're tickled with it, but we'll do some more to find out. Over.
Because your signal changed.
This is Bud. I'm gonna head on. We got some more work to do on the antenna. I appreciate the signal report. It's KO4NUE. I'm clear.
K2SST clear.
K November 3 Sierra Zulu, over.
Go ahead.
You've got a pronounced 60 or 120 hertz tone right along with your signal. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've been trying to find out what it. I've got an Astron power supply here. Gonna have to take it apart. See if the capacitor's going in.
Looking partner. November 3 Sierra Zulu.
K2SST.